the reaction from civil society in South Sudan is indicative of the desire of a broad segment of people of South Sudan to see an end to this conflict and to see a real political process underway that will help to give South Sudan a chance for a new start, a fresh start, to build a country that will be inclusive of all of its people, that will have a governance structure that can accommodate the diversity of the country, the many interests of the country. And so that is the purpose of our executive order. But I want to say that that is by far not the only thing that we have been supporting to try to bring about peace in South Sudan. As you know, we have been very supportive of the IGAD mediation. And I think South Sudan, as I've said on many occasions, is very fortunate that IGAD has stepped up to the plate and has put such senior negotiators such as former Ethiopian Foreign Minister Seyoum Mesfin and Kenya putting forward General Lazaro Sumbewo, who was the mediator for the CPA. These are very experienced diplomats and negotiators who I think are really helping, trying to get the parties to move forward toward peace. The United States has been the major financial contributor to the monitoring and verification mechanism of the cessation of hostilities agreement. The verification mechanism was part of that agreement. We now have the headquarters established in Juba. There are monitoring teams that are in Bor and Bentiu, will be in Malakal as well. These teams need to be able to operate. We need to get the status of mission agreement concluded with the government so they can get out and do their jobs of actually verifying and reporting on who exactly is violating the cessation of hostilities agreement. And thirdly, and most importantly, one of the things that IGAD has proposed is the deployment of a regional force that will help to facilitate the work of the monitors, protect the monitors, and act as a deterrent to further fighting. And the United States is working very closely with IGAD to figure out a way to get that force deployed so that we can bring about, and I repeat this again, the priority is to bring about an end to the fighting. South Sudanese can start a true political dialogue on how to put their country back together.